WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. We have one more full day of spring 2025. Summer officially begins tomorrow night at 9:42 tomorrow night. So if you're out at Summer Jam and like the second song that starts from Lynyrd Skynyrd it'll be summer will have arrived. So what a great weekend. It's going to be a hot summer-like weekend, and Summer Jam is going to be the place to celebrate the beginning of summer. Can't wait. And of course, 105.7 CFW will be there. You want more info, you know where to get it. SummerJamWI.com. Get them tickets. I think there's some VIPs left. Go check it out. Here's Jackson's.
I don't know what's gonna happen to you, baby, but I do know that I love you. You walk around this town with your head all up in the sky, and I do know that I want you. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. You tease me with your loving to play hard to get, 'cause you do know that I want you. You walk around this town with your head on up in the sky, and you do know that I want you. Let's shout, shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout, shake your body down to the ground. Something to get closer to your soul, and you do know that I want you. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Thank you.
1057 CFW. There goes Kim Carnes. It's Mike McKay along with you. Is there a guy in your life that has injured himself with a tool, a power tool, working on something? It happens. These things happen. There's a study out, survey with some interesting numbers about men, power tools, and injuries. I will give that to you a little bit later on this hour, so stay close for that. Right here, 1057 CFW.
Surely. 90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Blue Oyster Cult, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. Mike McKay along with you. Don't forget, every weekday morning, about 8:15, give or take a few minutes. I do the birthday and anniversary shout-outs. I'm not very good at watching the clock, so it is what it is. Anyway, if you know somebody that's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary and you'd like me to announce it on the airwaves, I will be glad to do that. Open up that Civic Media app. Go to 105.7 CFW and text me and let me know who's celebrating and when, and I'll make sure they get on the list for that day. Okay. And you don't even have to wait until the day of. You know somebody that's celebrating a birthday in August or an anniversary? Text me through that Civic Media app, and I'll make sure when it rolls around to pass it along. It's brought to you weekday mornings by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Here comes Men at Work now, 105.7 CFW.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? Smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. We just know and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Typical!
Coolest rock singer to ever wear a suit, Robert Palmer, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you this afternoon. I'm telling you again, I want to remind you, make sure you're listening to Jay Roberts shortly after 4 o'clock. He's going to give you a keyword. You text that keyword in through the Civic Media app, and you could win VIP tickets to Summer Jam. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday. Tickets are for both days, a pair of VIPs. You know what those are worth, and you could win them, and win them right here and only here on 105.7 CFW, your radio station for Summer Jam. It's going to be great. SummerJamWI.com, all the info's there. Also want to thank some of our sponsors that are going to be helping us, giving us some stuff to toss out. Phoenix Tap Room, Cabin Coffee, Autumn Harvest Winery. Stop by and see us. Our booth is going to be up in the High Country building. Stop by and see us. But again, make sure you got the Civic Media app on your smartphone. Make sure you are listening to 105.7 CFW this afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour for your chance to win VIP tickets.
many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really let myself astray. Runaway train. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for a runaway train.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Out on our Facebook page this morning, I just threw it out there. It should be out there by now. What's a dumb way that you hurt yourself? Because I just saw that. And the reason I say this, 11% of people will injure themselves each year by taking selfies. So we've all done it. We've done something, you know, we're doing something kind of goofing around or whatever, and we've hurt ourselves. So what, for lack of a better term, what dumb way did you hurt yourself? Feel free to share. Go to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Also, my Mike McKay page. You can text me through the Civic Media app, or better yet, go to that Civic Media app, open up 105.7 CFW, and where you see that microphone, click it, and tell me. Okay, send me a voice note and tell me how you hurt yourself. Okay, I want to hear from you. And speaking of that, coming up in 6 minutes, men, tools, and how they injured themselves. The study is out. I will share it with you. Stay close. Right now, Toto, hold the line, 105.7 CFW.
It's not enough. 95.7 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
George Michael and Faith, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. All right, I think most of us know a guy that has hurt themselves using a power tool or a tool. Let's face it, it happens. I'm not afraid to admit it. It's happened a few times to me. Never seriously, but it's happened. So here's some of the breakdowns. Men, tools, and injuries. Over 1,300 men each year will puncture fingers with nail guns. That is something you will never forget. If you nail gun your finger to a piece of wood, you don't, trust me, you don't forget that when that happens. 4,500 men will cut fingers on portable power saws. You got to be careful around those things. Almost 2,000 men a year will bruise themselves severely enough to go to the ER using hammers. Yes. And over 1,500 men each year will puncture their hands with screwdrivers. It's true, those screwdrivers, sometimes they'll slip off the head of the screw and you're holding the screw with your other fingers, and that hurts when that stuff happens. You know, and then I think back, when I don't know if it's this way anymore, but when I was in high school, at Tartan High School, in shop class, I took shop class all 3 years of high school, they let us have welders. We used all kinds of power tools. We used lathes. We used, you know, table saws and band saws and drill presses. We were high school kids. That was the dumbest thing they could do, because trust me, none of us used those the way we should have. How we survived shop class in high school, I still don't know.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Big deals!
June is bursting with solid savings thanks to 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Tune in all month long on the air or through the Civic Media app. Each of our CFW personalities will have a special promo code you can use at checkout anytime in June. Shop smart, save big, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates perfect for summertime fun. Go to WCFW.FM right now. Click the Big Deals banner and make your money go further with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo insect killer sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to utilize pollinator-friendly lawn care practices in honor of Pollinator Week. According to a press release, residents should strive to plant native plants and trees in their yards, including host plants for butterfly larvae like milkweeds or violets. They should also avoid using pesticides and herbicides to protect the plants that pollinators need to survive and leave some leaf or brush piles as a place for pollinators to shelter themselves from bad weather and throughout the winter months. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers urged Republican state lawmakers to approve a budget proposal calling for increased spending on rural broadband access this week. Governor Evers warned of potential cuts to federal funding for the BEAD program, which has been providing a majority of the funding for rural internet infrastructure projects. He also shared a map showing over 260,000 residents living in underserved areas. The governor's proposed budget called for a $400 million investment in the state's broadband expansion grant program. A New Auburn man accused of pointing a shotgun at his wife, neighbor, and Barron County law enforcement authorities has been sentenced to prison. 60-year-old Joseph Pushek was arrested in October following the incident, which saw a response from the Barron-Rusk Emergency Response Team and Eau Claire Regional SWAT Team. Pushek also rammed his pickup truck into an armored law enforcement vehicle while attempting to flee the area. He was sentenced to 9 months in prison and 4 years of probation after reaching a plea deal in March. Demolition work on the Zorn Arena building at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is scheduled to begin next week. The facility had previously hosted the school's basketball games, as well as various community events, commencement ceremonies, and even political rallies. With those events now taking place at the recently opened Sonnentag facility, the university plans to convert the campus building into green space. University officials say demolition work is scheduled to wrap up sometime in September, and they will then begin seeding the land. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It'll be a warm one today with plenty of sunshine, a high of 83. For tonight, look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. Low temps in the mid-60s. We'll keep some showers and storms around during the first half of the day on Friday. Warm again with a high of 84. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
CFW.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. I would love to hear from you this morning. Stop by our Facebook page, 1057 CFW. Click that like button if you haven't done so yet. Same with my Mike McKay page. Or text me through the Civic Media app at 1057 CFW. Or better yet, drop me a voice message at 1057 CFW on our app. And let me know, for lack of a better term, what's the dumbest way that you hurt yourself?
Each other tied as they drove them through the night. They were so excited. has a great day.